Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships, hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
We're out in a tour of meetings in California, and I was at a church where 4 years ago, when we were in California, one of my family members told some lies about me. And I remembered, I was there while I was sitting in the parking lot again, I remembered how deeply hurt I felt that those family members said lies about me. And I'm just being honest. They said I stole money. They intimated and they took me off of a certain checking account because they said I was a thief, you know. And my mind went crazy because I could imagine them going to the person at the bank and telling that. And then that poor person at the bank looks at me and said, this is what she is. She's this. And it all just hurts. Can I tell you that when I was sitting there and reliving all those lies that were said, and I just got to be honest with you, both people that were involved in those lies have went to heaven since, but those lies still hurt me. You know, I sat there and I thought, why are you letting this do this? Because lies hurt. So any of you out there that have had people lie about you or be deceptive about you, I understand you. But can I tell you, you got to realize where lies come from. See, John 8:44 says, ye are your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So while I was sitting there hurting again, thinking about how, I cried. I cried hard. I don't know how long it's been since I cried that hard with those people saying those things. But I remembered sitting there thinking that. But then I thought, I made myself think, you know what? They are making up these lies about me. But do you know who gave them those lies to say about me? Yep, Satan himself. Because Satan hath desired me that he may sift me as wheat. You know, some people are deceptive and tell lies because they want to get what they want. Like, I think that part of this was some of the people wanted to get me out of an inheritance. And they did. And that's fine, because God is in the job of making up when you lose something. He will make it up to you. I think some people are deceptive to cover who they are or what they have done. I think some people are deceptive because they want to get attention. I knew people when I was growing up that would make up these far-fetched stories and lie. I mean, and told the stories as if they'd happened, but I was there and saw the whole thing and knew it didn't happen. But they wanted the attention by telling those big lies. We need to be careful about us telling lies. But one of the things I'm trying to say to you today is, if somebody's lied about you, can you just realize that those lies came from the devil and don't let it bother you? Just get over it and say, you know what? This is all part of Satan's plan to try to discourage me, and I'm not going to let him do it. Now, if you're out there and you're somebody that has a tendency to lie, to exaggerate, to, you know, say things a little bit that aren't true, I'm going to give you these verses and pray God will use it to help convince you to stop it. Psalm 119, verse 29, remove from me the way of lying and grant me thy law graciously. He said, give me the law so that I don't want to lie. Psalm 119, verse 163, I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. See, God said that. He said, I hate and abhor lying. Just realize every time you lie that God hates that. He doesn't want you to live your life in lies. Proverbs 12:22 says, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. So that means if you're out there and you've been lied about, hey, Just realize it's really Satan's trying to attack you and he's trying to discourage you. Number two, if you're somebody that you have tendencies toward lying or stretching the truth, if you want to be delightful to God, he says here, don't have lying lips. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.